This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia's state aviation agency said Tuesday wreckage from a plane that went missing in a Far East region has been found around 5 kilometers or 3 miles away from a runway at an airport on the coast where it was supposed to land. The plane with 22 passengers and 6 crew members lost communication and disappeared from radar Tuesday as it was on approach for landing. The local governor tells the Interfax News Agency the main body of the plane was found on the coast, while other wreckage was found in the sea right near the coast. According to Russian media reports, none of the 28 people on board survived the crash. Afghanistan authorities say they deployed hundreds of so-called commandos and pro-government militiamen on Tuesday to counter the Taliban's blistering offensive in the north. Fighting has raged across several provinces, and insurgents have primarily focused on the northern countryside, seizing dozens of districts in the past 2 months. All U.S. and NATO forces last week left Bagram Air Base near Kabul, the command center for anti-Taliban operations, effectively wrapping up their exit after 20 years of military involvement that began in the wake of the September 11, 2001 attacks. An Afghan military spokesman says troops and pro-government militiamen were deployed in the northern provinces where the Taliban have captured large areas of territory quickly, often without any fighting. Afghan defense officials have said they intend to focus on securing major cities, roads, and border towns in the face of the Taliban onslaught, launched as U.S. and NATO troops pressed ahead with their final withdrawal in early May. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.